Welcome to Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This week, we're going to hear stories from our theater students involved with Hopo Productions at WRCT and other theater opportunities in the Wisconsin Rapids area. These talented young people entertained audiences this summer with several delightful performances. Today, you'll hear from Austin and Cammie. They performed together in the Hopo production of Disney's Newsies Junior. First is the interview with Austin, who played Jack Kelly in Newsies and is now in his freshman year of college at UW-Milwaukee. Later in the hour, Cammie will share her journey and her discovery of a love for musical theater. You'll even get to hear her sing a little piece of a jazz number, which is one of her favorite songs to sing. She has an absolutely beautiful voice. First, I'm delighted to introduce you to Austin on Community Stories Junior. I'm Melissa Kay, and welcome to Community Stories. I'm here with Austin. Austin, please introduce yourself and tell me how old you are.
I'm Austin, and I am 18 years old.
18, and you have been involved in theater for quite some time, if I'm guessing correctly.
I've actually just started my sophomore year, so just over 2 years ago I started doing theater.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you blew me away at Newsies, I have to say, because to let our listeners in, if any of you didn't see the latest production of WRCT's Newsies Junior, Austin here played the lead role, Jack Kelly, correct?
Yes, that was me, yep.
All right, so what we'll get to that, but let's start back when you first got involved in theater. What prompted you to try out?
So I was in my English teacher's class at the time, Mr. Kromenacher, or Dan Kromenacher now, and me and my best friend Jada, we were both like going back and forth because the musical was Cinderella, and we're like, we both really like Cinderella, so like, well, maybe we'll think about it. And then Mr. Kromenacher really pushed me to join, and so I joined Cinderella. Me and Jada were casted together like in a role, and it was honestly just really fun. So I just kept doing it, and then realized how much I loved it, and kept doing as much as I can.
Okay, so that was at the Lincoln High School?
Yes, Lincoln High School. So that would have been 2022's, their production of Cinderella.
And what role did you play in that show?
So I was mainly ensemble, but I was also dance couple number one. So mm-hmm. I got a little featured dance moment, and that was also really fun.
Cool. Do you have some dance experience?
Not really, no. I wrote on my audition form, like, I love Just Dance. I've been doing it since I was, like, 5. But besides that, I haven't really done much with dance. From Cinderella, I actually did do the couples dance with Dance with Pam, now Studio 48, 2 years ago as well. I did that with Danny Kaur. So I did that with them. That's, like, my only real dance experience I really have. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, fun. So did you find that part of it to, like, the choreography, learning choreography, was that daunting or did you just really enjoy it? What was that experience like?
I honestly just had a lot of fun with it and just really enjoyed it. I found out that I was able to pick up the steps pretty quickly. It was more like just honing in, like making it more like seem more like flowy and like more connected. But getting the basic steps and getting that done, I got pretty quickly. And it honestly wasn't horribly daunting for me. I just was just having a fun time. Like, I was talking with friends that I made there and other people I already knew, and just was having a great time with it. This was really fun.
Awesome. So you touched on friends. Did you make a lot of new friends through joining the theater group there?
Oh, yes. My friend group now is mainly just people I met through theater and, like, people that do, like, pits, like, music as well, because I also love to, like, play in band as well, so I have friends with that, and having them in the pit and then having my friends on stage, it's just really cool because I get to hang out with my friends all the time, basically, for, like, a couple hours after school. And so doing that and, like, having the friends now, I'm actually going to college with some of those friends now, and yeah, you can say they're lifelong friends. Yeah.
So you also play an instrument in band?
I do. I play the euphonium, which is basically like a smaller tuba, and it's more like solo instrument, but me and my friend John Peniak have been doing it for 7 years together, so we've been,
wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the harder instruments to learn?
Maybe, I don't know. I started on trumpet in sixth grade, couldn't play a G, and then they're like, here's a baritone, and then that's kind of like where I kickstarted from doing like the low brass area.
Okay. Nice. Are you going to continue with that in college?
My first semester, I'm going to, like, try to get more, like, settled in with, like, college and, like, how it's going to be down there. But I do plan on, like, still continue to play. I don't know if I want to do, like, more professionally or just do, like, community stuff. Like, whatever. I still want to play, though. Yeah.
Wonderful. So you did Cinderella in 2022. Yep. Did you do the next show at Lincoln High School then?
Yes. I've done, since Cinderella, I did every show that Lincoln produced. So the fall show was our improv Battle of the Wits. I was assistant student director for that one. And then we had Pandemonium, and that one I had, like, I was like fan one and like something, like it was like two smaller roles, basically ensemble.
And those weren't musicals, correct? Those were just straight acting.
Those are straight acting. So the Pandemonium was just a play, and then improv is basically just improv, so just do it on the spot.
And wasn't that one all written by students?
That would be our more recent one. That was our student showcase that we did this past winter. So my junior year, it was just the improv Pandemonium, and then we did SpongeBob. And then the next year, so my senior year, was when we did Art of Being Vague, the student showcase, which is all written by students and all directed by students and everything student done. And then obviously My Fair Lady. And
Yes. Okay, so sorry, I got ahead of ourselves. Jump back to SpongeBob. What character did you play in SpongeBob?
I was Electric Skate number one, so that was a little daunting. That was the more daunting experience for me because I've never ridden a skateboard ever.
Oh.
And so I had to learn how to not only ride a skateboard, ride on a stage with an 8-10 foot pit in front of it, and also do a trick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It wasn't the greatest trick because, you know, I only had like 2 months to get it ready, but it was a little something.
A little something.
Yeah.
Hey, you pulled it off.
It was fun.
Who'd have thought? You go into theater and learn skateboard.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, theater, acting, music, singing. Like, okay, cool. And then skateboard. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, that's something else you can put on your resume. Great job. Not afraid to ride things with wheels.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, so that was SpongeBob, and then you did those other student-led things.
Yep.
How was it working with student directors? How was that experience?
So it was actually really great. I was one of the student directors for it. So the three plays that we did that were student-written were False Verdict, Drama Queens, and Vocal Vengeance. Vocal Vengeance, I was basically just a heckler in the audience, so I would just heckle the people on stage. I directed Drama Queens, and directing that one was just so fun. I got to work with, literally they're my friends that I got to work with, but I also got to like do more professional setting with them and the feedback that they were giving me and I was giving them was just very like cool understanding.
Yeah.
And that actually like made me like want to go more in theater education. And that's something that I've been thinking about pursuing. Still like debating it, but, then being the lead role in False Verdict, having my friends direct me, it was also really cool because like I got to see their point of view and like what they wanted to see, and it's different than like other directors I've had because like it's more like not youthful but like more like people around my age that are like
feel a lot more collaborative.
Yes,
like
yeah,
they're working on it together.
Yes, yeah, it was very like because like Rose and Leah were my directors for that one, so like they would give me like what they wanted me to see, I would do it, and I'll like tweak a little bit, see if they liked it, and they're like, oh yeah, I keep going with it, and it was just really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So then was My Fair Lady.
Yes.
What role did you play in that show?
I was Freddie in that show. So that's basically Eliza's love interest. And he's also one of the scenes On the Street Where You Lived. It's a great song.
Oh, it's a lovely song.
Love that song. It was so fun to learn. That show was just, it was so tiring, but so worth it. It was like a 3.5 hour show.
It was a long show.
It was a really long show, but it was so worth it. And like, even just watching from backstage, like, cause I was like a main character, like I was a lead character, but I wasn't like the lead. So I was on stage not all the time.
Right. You don't come in until like the second half of the show, right?
Yeah, basically. I come in like right before the first act and sing a little song, leave, come back a little bit for second act, and then leave again. So I mainly just watched it from the wings and just seeing like people I've been doing theater for like a few years now, I'm like just watching them, their growth. And then Brandon, who was Henry Higgins, I've known him for like ever, so like just seeing like his growth from like all the, like throughout this entire time, because he's been doing theater forever. So just it was so cool just watching him and everybody else on stage, and also help with the crew because I was like, okay, let's get this done.
So what was that experience like working backstage then, helping during the production?
It was really great. I always whenever I'm not on stage, always try to help out the crew and like crew people, because like they also put on the show. Like, if we didn't have crew, there would be no show.
Right.
And so, like, I always try to help them out because I know it's also very stressful for them. And it's also just nice to, like, get more understanding of theater and, like, the whole of it. Mm-hmm. So just watching them, like, and how they do it and then helping them out is just really cool because I get to understand, like, what needs to go and what needs to be done to get the stuff on stage.
Yeah, it gives you more of an appreciation of how everything comes together to make the show successful.
Yes, exactly. It's, yeah, it's just mind-boggling.
It's a lot of moving parts.
It is.
So then, was this last summer your first time working with HOPO?
It was not. I actually did, so last summer I did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then for HOPO I did Toasted as well.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so let's start with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yes. What character did you play in that?
I was one of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, nice.
It was really funny. Like, it was very last minute, like, sign up audition because I was like, I wanted to work, but I also still wanted to continue to do theater in the summer. Mm-hmm. So, like, last minute, I sent them a video of, like, my thing. I couldn't make it to the audition date. And then they're like, here's an Oompa Loompa. And then from that, I just had fun with it because I was like, this is just a fun role to do. I literally just go on stage and just make fun of the characters, so I was like, I'm gonna have a great time with this.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. And then you had obviously to sing the Oompa Loompa song in that.
It was kind of weird. Like, we didn't really have to sing it. It was more like a rap type of thing. They went more rap way with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like, basically the songs were split up with each, there's like 12 of us, and all of us had like different parts of the song. We would just like kind of rap the line basically that we had. So but backstage, I would be singing the entire song.
Nice. But do you have any experience in singing? Have you taken lessons? Like, what is your singing journey up to this point?
So, from Cinderella, actually, the vocal director, Miss Stoffel, Julie Stoffel, she was like, you should join men's choir in a cappella. So that summer, after my sophomore year, I did summer lessons in men's choir in a cappella, and then basically did all after school choirs as I could throughout my two school years, for junior and senior year. Okay. And then finally, my senior year, my last trimester, I was able to join choir and get a choir class in because I was like, I wasn't able to get into a class because of like my schedule.
Yeah.
So I was finally able to get into a class. And then from that, I just was able to just pursue it even more. And then Chris Eaton was our student teacher for the last half of my senior year, and working with him and Stoffel, like, my voice just grew, like, tremendously, and I'm so thankful for both of them, and, yeah, and then, for music awards, actually, so the senior music awards at, Lincoln, the band, orchestra, and choir teachers all, like, do, like, these awards for people, and I was given the National School Choral Award from Stoffel, and I was like, oh my god, and it's just, I was very happy, because it's, like, I definitely put in the work, and, like, worked on my voice as much as I could because I wanted to keep pursuing with singing, and I knew I started late, so I knew I had to work extra hard to get it in, like, better. And so that's why I did as much as I could after school, or I would go to lunches with Stoffel, or like anything just with her to like get my voice to like where it is now and to keep improving it as I keep going on with life.
Wow. Well, I would say that you definitely put on a grand show with the Newsies Junior because you made me cry. Both times I saw it, you made me cry.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, sorry, jump ahead again to that, but I...
Of course.
So then you did the HOPO production Toasted. Tell me about that. So that was an original show.
Yes. Ryan Husted wrote that show, directed that show. It was a great show. It was a very last minute type of show because like he like finished writing it and then we got right into auditions and rehearsing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was a very big like last minute. It was very fun though. And like since it was his show, he's like, I'm just going to add this. I'm going to add this like during rehearsals. And we're just like, okay. So it was a very like on your toes type of thing. You had to keep going with the flow. Like you couldn't be stuck in your ways because it's a very like changing type of show. So that also like helped me to not be stuck and like just like very like change, like work with it type of thing. And I also had to do a little song in that one because he wanted a song. So me and Emmy, we had to sing a little song about, what is it? I was the refrigerator Jesus. That is what my title was. Yep.
Okay.
Because I was kind of like the fix it person. So I would, or like I was like the technological guy. So I would like fix fridges. And I made the toaster time machine, which is like the whole concept of the show.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So
what was that? How was that process, you said it helped you not feel like stuck.
Yes.
In the way that it was. Did it gave you more like flexibility, you think?
Yeah.
And being open to changing the way you're doing things?
Yes. So like my sophomore and junior year before that, I would mainly just like stay stuck in my, like, I would be told something about theater and I would like do it. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, do something else. And it would be very hard for me to get out of that and like change it. But working with that show, I was just kind of like, what if I just go with the flow and just see what happens? And it worked. And so I realized, I'm like, I can't just like hear something and stick to it right away. Sorry. So I can't stick to something and go with it right away. I kind of just have to like hear it and improvise with it as I keep going. Because like Miss Danke, Sarah Danke always says, theater is improv, like improv is theater. Like it's always changing, always like you have to do it.
Every show is different.
Yes.
Every time you perform it.
Yes.
So do you think that that's going to give you, like you've worked with a number of different directors up to this point in the short amount of time that you've been doing theater. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like, how has that process been of being able to move from director to director?
It's honestly really cool because I get to see like how they see a show, because everybody sees a show, like, when everyone reads a script they see it a little differently. Mm-hmm. So seeing what they want and like what they would do, it's just so cool. And like something that I also like I don't say it out loud, but like something I like to do is like, what would I do with this? And then like, and see if I would agree with them or do something different. Mm-hmm. And if I don't agree with them and would rather do something different, I don't do it. I just do what they tell me because they're my director. But it's like, if I were able to, like, because I do want to direct or do theater education when I'm older. So like, if I was doing that show when I was older, I was like, maybe I'd change it like just a little bit, like do something this instead of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, working, like just seeing how different directors get stuff done and like how they see a show, it's just mind-boggling, because it's like they like want a different view, but it's like this, it's like the same story but just a different, like through different lenses,
different filter. Yeah.
Yes. It's just cool.
Yeah, that's a great description. Well, let's take a short break right here, pause and hear from our sponsors, and when we come back I want to hear about your productions this last summer.
Of course. Yes.
Stick around, we'll be right back with the continuation of the story. Welcome back to Community Stories Junior on WFHR. We're glad you're here for the rest of the story.
And we're back. So when we left off, you were talking about directors that you've worked with and different ones. And so now let's talk about your production this summer. And was it, it was Newsies Junior.
Yep.
And then you also did Midsummer-ish.
Yes.
Which was a really fun show. Mm-hmm. But let's start with Newsies Junior, because that was the first production and you were playing the lead role, Jack Kelly.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How was the audition? Let's start there.
Okay. The audition was, I was honestly not that nervous, because it's like, this is like my 11th show I'm auditioning for. So I've learned I can't be nervous. I just got to show them what they want to see, or like if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I can't control it. So I just went and sang one of my favorite songs, which is Wild Uncharted Waters from the new Little Mermaid live action movie.
Oh.
So that's just a really fun song. And then I was just acting, and Gretchen, during the audition process, she's like, if you can like try to do like a New York accent, like a Brooklyn accent, we'd like to hear it. So I tried a little bit. I'm hoping that's what kind of got me to Jack Kelly, because that's what I got. And it was just fun. And then I also went with a lot of my friends to audition, so it's just a very cool audition and very fun. And it's also very different than other ones I've done, because we were all in a room together, and one by one we'd go on a stage basically and just do like a little snippet, and then we'd act together. Whereas other auditions I've done, it's you're in a room by yourself with the directors. Hmm. And then you just do like a little monologue, do a little song, and then they write it down, and then you kind of go.
So in this instance, you have basically an audience for your audition. Was that more intimidating or not?
It was a mixture of both, because I was like, I know my friends are here and I know like they'll support me, but I also know there's people here that don't know me, so I'm just like, I have to like kind of put in the work, like kind of like it was a little nervous, because I was like, I've never done an audition in front of people before besides like the directors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like it was a little scary, but I got through it. Yeah.
Well, and you got the lead, so you must have done well.
I know.
So then rehearsal started, and this was a really big cast. About the same size as My Fair Lady, or?
I think cast-wise, it's a little bit bigger, but I think we had more like productions than like more backstage people than Newsies did, because we had the crew and like we had tech and we had the pit. So
yeah, some bigger cast and crew.
Yes.
But with Newsies, you also had younger kids involved in this one as well. So tell me about that experience.
It was honestly, I was a little like nervous because doing Challenge Talk Factory last year, some of the little kids were like not very receptive to like the directions and they would kind of get off task. But this year they were all very like understanding, they got their stuff done. Like there's little hiccups here and there, but like that's normal for like anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's just really cool. And then like some of the little kids even went up to me and like, hi, and they're like make friends with me and they're like, can I be your friend? Like, can we be friends? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then they would start calling me Jack Kelly instead of my name, and I would just go with it because it was really funny and really cute because like little kids, I'm like, oh hi.
And working with the big ensemble songs, how was that and the choreography?
I was a little nervous because I know this community theater stage is a little bit smaller than the PAC, so I was nervous with a bigger cast but on a smaller stage. I was like, how's it gonna work out? But it was. Honestly, it came out really nice. Rose did a great job with the choreography. And I was just worried about hitting people in the face more so because of how close we were together. But we got it to work, and it was really fun. Like, doing the dances with people, like, it was just a great time. Like, I was just... every time we had a choreography day, we're just like, oh, great, another day, like, when we first got there. But after we left, we're like, that was actually really good. Like, that was really fun.
That's awesome. And Rose has quite a bit of experience. She was a hobo kid, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rose has been doing theater and dance for years now. Like, I'm not jealous or anything. It's fine.
Well, it seems like you have the whole world ahead of you now. The world is your oyster, as it were, heading off to college now. So tell me about that. What college have you decided on?
So I'm going to UW-Milwaukee. I am going as an acting major. So I auditioned for auditioned for musical theater, their musical theater program back in April. And they're like, no, but we want you in the acting major or the acting program. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm doing that and starting the fall. And I'm really excited because Milwaukee, like, they do like 6 shows a year.
Oh, wow.
So they do like 3 a semester, and then at the end of the year, there's a freshman student showcase that I have to do because it's part of my curriculum. And I was talking to a junior that's at Milwaukee right now, and she was like, yeah, when we did my freshman year, I did like a 20-minute monologue, and I was like, oh, okay, that's great, thank you.
Not at all intimidating.
Not at all. But yeah, I chose Milwaukee because the connections Milwaukee has to just Milwaukee and also Chicago itself are just so vast because there's over 20 theater institutes in Milwaukee alone. Plus with Chicago, once you have connections to Chicago, you got New York and LA and basically anywhere. Yeah. So I just...
So the world literally is your oyster.
I'm hoping. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'm still working.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's good. But you got to have those goals.
Yes, yeah.
So do you feel that having had this experience, like... When you were a freshman, did you even think about going to college for theater?
No. I was actually going to go for architecture, because I loved drawing and math at the time. I still loved both of those, but I see them more as, like, side. Like, drawing especially is more like a hobby. Mm-hmm. Math is more like, I just like math. It's just fun, but it's really not something that I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was very, like, adamant about going for architecture, and I was, like, looking, like, where I wanted to go. But I was thinking about, like, NYU was in the books for me because it's a very, like, artsy type of school, like, more, like, fine arts instead of performing arts type of area. And so I was thinking about that. And then my sophomore year, joined theater, still was thinking about architecture. Junior year, I was like, theater, architecture, like, music, one of those three. And then finally this year, it was between music and theater, and that's, like, when I decided to go more with theater, because of music, I would do more music education. But I was like, I don't know if I want to teach music. I would more rather like just perform it like casually here and there. Mm-hmm. And with theater, I love theater. I want to just do as much as I can with it and like get myself out there and just have fun with it.
Yeah, awesome. So when do you leave for college?
The end of August. So, like, August, like, 26th, I think. One of those, like, 26th through 28th, one of those 3 days. They haven't given my official move-in day, but it's around there.
Around there.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am very excited. I love Wisconsin Rapids. Like, it's a small town, but I've always dreamed about going to a city and living in a city. So, going to Milwaukee is, like, I'm very excited for that. And two of my best friends are also going to Milwaukee because one of them's going to Milwaukee with me, and then my other one's going to Marquette. So, like, basically, like, 10 minutes away from Milwaukee.
Nice.
So, I'm like, if you guys want to get coffee sometimes, yeah. Like.
So, you'll have your own little circle down there already and make lots of new friends.
I'm so excited. I've already been talking with, like, some people in the musical theater and acting programs there. And they are basically, like, we all just, it's kind of like a big, we just call hang out with each other because, like, there's not a lot of us, but, like, a good chunk of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, we just talk, hang out, and have a good time, and we all work together anyways because we have to, we're on the same program, so.
Big theater family.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining me today, Austin. It's great to hear your story.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Of course. You're welcome.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more stories from your community.
Welcome back to Community Stories Junior. This is Melissa Kay, and I'm excited for you to hear from this next theater student. Cami is newer to the area, but she is already fully immersed into the world of theater here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you haven't already seen her on stage, you'll hopefully have a chance to in the near future. For now, listen in to learn more about Cami, and at the end of the interview, she'll sing a little jazz number for us called There Will Never Be Another You. I'm Melissa Kay, and I'm here with Cami. Cami, introduce yourself and tell me how old you are.
Hi, my name's Cami, and I'm 14 years old.
And you are a theater kid.
Yep.
So tell me when you first... This started with a love of music, is that correct?
Yeah, I like to say that, well, I didn't choose music. Music more chose me.
Okay.
I've always been very expressive and very singy-songy ever since I was really young.
Did you make up songs?
Yeah, a lot of the time I did. Or I would just always be singing. You could never get me to be quiet and sit down. I would always be up. I'd always be moving and singing and dancing. So, yeah, that's just kind of how it started.
Was there ever a point in your childhood where you realized you liked hearing yourself sing?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. I have to think a little bit, because I wouldn't say I like hearing myself sing. I just like singing.
Singing,
in general. It's like the feeling
okay.
of like getting up on stage, holding the microphone, and then feeling that fire burning in my chest. It's that.
The nerves and the butterflies?
Yeah. And then when I start singing, they just kind of float away, and I feel so good.
That's really, really interesting and good. So you were born in Texas,
yep.
And you grew up there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do on the music scene in Texas?
I studied a little bit at the Black Academy of Arts in, I think that's around downtown Dallas, if I'm correct. And I also had my vocal coach, Miss Andrea, at Jazz Because Academy, and she is truly just an amazing, wonderful person. She honestly taught me everything I know about vocal support and control and all of the musical technique. It's really all thanks to her.
Okay.
And she's kind of like a second mother. She's always so loving and she always looks out for me. I still talk to her. And that's really just what I did over there. I was in a couple musicals at NTPA.
Okay. What musicals?
I was in Gavroche. And then at another theater, I was in Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, neat. And you speak French?
Oui, I do.
That's really awesome. It was actually the language I wanted to learn when I was probably about your age, actually, maybe a little bit younger. But I never did follow through with it, so that's wonderful.
I grew up speaking French because, you know, I grew up in a French household and... It's honestly kind of like a first language.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Sure. Yeah. If you grew up speaking it in your household, then that absolutely makes sense. So for me, personally, and our listeners, say something in French.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Camille. J'aime trop chanter. Mon chanson préférée à chanter.
That's beautiful.
I don't know, so
That's
many.
Beautiful. I know. But French is such a beautiful language. Thank you for indulging me.
Thank you.
Okay, so when did you start taking voice lessons? How old were you?
I think I was around the age of 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're 14 now. Yeah. So you've been taking voice lessons for...
like 3 years.
Throughout about 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you moved here to Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And you got involved with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
Did you do stuff with the school before that?
I did Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. What character did you play in that?
Belle.
Oh, nice. Yep. Wonderful. And what was that experience like for you?
That was honestly so much fun. I was really just so grateful to be there and to make friends and to just have somewhere that I can go, have a community, especially because I was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know anything about Wisconsin Rapids. So, yeah, but it was just so much fun. I had a lot of fun. A lot of my friends were... they did amazing on stage. It was so fun to get to interact with them, to get to sing with them, mm-hmm. to get to dance. It was just an awesome time.
Do you have any experience in dance prior to that role?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
No? So that was a fun experience, a new learning experience.
Yeah.
Would you say that being involved in theater as a new person to the community really helped you broaden your friend circle?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I knew nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first got into theater, I made so many friends. And
did you find that environment to be very welcoming?
Oh, yeah. Super welcoming, especially compared to a lot of theater in Texas and a lot of big theaters and a bunch of other places. I gotta say, over here, it was so... everyone here was kind. Everyone here was so welcoming. I would walk in, they'd be like, hey! And they'd always say hi. They would always be smiley and happy. They would include me in stuff. It was truly just an amazing experience.
Really helped you overcome that new girl hurdle, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So then school was out for the year, and then the auditions came up at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yep.
And so you auditioned for Newsies.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Oh, I was so nervous. You know, I was shaking a little bit, but, you know, I did it, and I had to leave for a different rehearsal at the University of Wisconsin in Stevens Point. But, yeah, I did it. I got up on stage. I read a couple lines. I sang, and I did it. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I sadly didn't get to see any of my friends audition
because
I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just... it was fun. It was great.
And how would you say the experience at the community theater was the same or different than what you did with theater at the high school?
I want to say it wasn't too different. It felt very similar.
Okay.
But once again, super welcoming, super kind, a wonderful experience.
And there's also some younger kids involved in the show you just did, Newsies Junior, right?
Yeah. They were adorable. They were always running around. It was super sweet.
And to see the level of commitment and enjoyment from that age, what did you think of that?
I think they're going to grow up to be amazing performers, and I'm honestly just super excited to do more shows.
Yeah.
With everyone, a bunch of my friends, make new friends, watch, you know, the teeny tiny little kids grow up even more, and...
some of them were pretty itty-bitty.
They were itty-bitty. They were adorable. It was so scary. I had to tie some of their shoes before they went on stage. It was just really sweet.
Wonderful.
And I'm super excited to do more.
So, good, good, yeah. Good. Well, we're definitely glad to have you on the stage. You are a blessing to the community and our theater families for sure. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. You're taking a break now, though. You're not involved in Madhouse, right?
No. Nope.
Needed a little bit of a break.
Needed a little bit of a break.
Because you're also taking voice lessons here in Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
So you have a class that you take at UW?
I have two classes that I'm taking. So I have JCV, which is a vocal jazz community group in Wausau.
Oh, wow.
And then I also have... I think it's music and performance. So yeah, those are two classes I'm auditing at the university, but I am also doing vocal lessons with this amazing professor, Dr. V. Timothy, I'm probably gonna butcher his last name, but I think it's Buckles.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing professor. He's really good at teaching. And, yeah.
That keeps you pretty busy.
It does keep me pretty busy.
So now you have to help me. Are you going to be a sophomore or a junior in school this year?
Freshman.
Freshman?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Shows you what I know. So you're going to be a freshman at Lincoln High School?
Yep.
All right. Wonderful. And then do you have any plans to audition for future upcoming shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Any particulars in mind?
No particulars, but, you know, if a musical pops up and I see it, and I'm probably going to audition.
Mm-hmm.
Just because...
Are you more interested in musicals or theater in general?
Honestly, both. I love them both equally. Musicals, it makes me happy to sing and mm-hmm. to dance. Plays, it's very fun to act. You know, they both have their own benefits.
They are different animals, as it were, yeah. of where plays are definitely more focused on your facial expressions, your acting, your interaction with other people. The musicals have a different focus with the songs being a big part of the script.
Oh, yeah.
And a big definitely. Part of the emotion and the storytelling.
Mm-hmm. When you look at it, a lot of musicals, they don't have a lot of lines, but it's more just songs that tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really fun to be able to tell a story through singing and dancing, but it's also fun to be able to tell a story through just acting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they both have their benefits. They're both very fun. So the next musical that pops up, I'll probably be auditioning.
Great.
If I can't audition, I'll help with crew. I like doing that too, so.
That's fun. It's always good to get backstage and try every part of the production if you can.
Yeah.
Would you have any advice for young people who are thinking about getting involved in theater?
Honestly, I say just go for it. Even if you're scared, I mean, you won't know if you never try. So audition. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what path it's going to take you down. You never know what opportunities are waiting for you. So honestly, just go for it. I know it sounds scary, but you have to push yourself to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful advice. Thank you for coming and having a conversation with us today, Cami.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Now here's a little snippet of Cami singing backstage. She agreed to sing a little bit for me, but wanted to do a jazz number instead of one of the songs from Newsies Junior. Here's Cami singing There Will Never Be Another You.
There will be many other nights like this. And I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Stick around. Tale Time is up next.
It's Tale Time. This is the second chapter in the adventures of Kevin the Cat. In the first chapter of his story, Kevin was adopted by his new human, Ron. Now he's going to explore his new home and learn how life will be different after the shelter. These are original stories based loosely on an actual Kevin the Cat I helped rescue with a writing assist from ChatGPT, recorded, edited, and produced by me, Melissa Kay. And here's today's episode of Tale Time. Chapter 2. Kevin the Cat Explores His New Home. Kevin the Cat finally found his forever home after a long 4 months in the county shelter. The day his human Ron took Kevin home was the beginning of a new adventure. Kevin was excited, but also a little nervous, as he had never experienced a long car ride before. As they set off, Kevin peered out of his carrier with wide amber eyes, taking in the sights and sounds zooming past. The motion of the car was unfamiliar, and soon Kevin began to feel a bit queasy. Each time the car stopped at a stop sign, Kevin let out a tiny plaintive meow, hoping the ride would soon be over. By the end of the hour-long journey, he was drooling a little, his stomach unsettled from the motion. When they finally arrived, Ron gently lifted Kevin's carrier and brought him into his new home. Kevin's senses were overwhelmed by the new smells and sounds. The absence of the familiar barks, meows, and occasional chirps that he always heard at the shelter made everything seem even more strange. Instead, Kevin could hear the quiet hum of appliances and the occasional car passing by outside. Each new noise made him jump, and he was even a little afraid of Ron, his new human. Ron placed Kevin in the big entryway of the house, a spacious area where he had already set up a cozy corner for Kevin. There was a litter box, bowls for food and water, and a variety of soft blankets and pillows that Kevin could curl up on. Ron had even thought to include a few toys, hoping they would make Kevin feel more at home. Kevin cautiously stepped out of his carrier and immediately darted to the safety of a pillow fort Ron had constructed. It took a while for Kevin to calm down. He spent the first few hours huddled in his little fortress, peeking out occasionally to observe his new surroundings. The sounds and smells were different, but slowly Kevin began to realize there were no other pets in the house to compete with for attention. This realization helped him to start feeling more at ease. As the hours passed, Kevin's curiosity got the better of him. He began to explore his new home, starting with the kitchen and dining room, which was one big open space with wooden floors. As he patted around, he noticed his nails made a funny tapping sound on the wood. This intrigued him, and he paused to listen, tapping his paw on the floor experimentally before moving on. Kevin then ventured into the living room, a spacious area with a big picture window that let in a lot of light. He skirted around the edges of the room, staying close to the walls where he felt safest. Behind the couch, he found a cozy, secluded spot that made him feel protected. But soon, he discovered a cardboard box Ron had placed beside the couch. It was open on the side, inviting him in to explore. Kevin cautiously sniffed around it before stepping inside. He found it to be the perfect hiding place. It felt secure and snug, and he could peek out to watch the room while still feeling hidden. Ron, observing Kevin's behavior, understood that his new friend needed time to adjust. He noticed Kevin seemed to enjoy the soothing sounds of soft classic country music that he played on his record player. From the safety of his box, Kevin listened to the gentle melodies, finding the music calming and comforting. The twang of the guitars and the smooth voices of the singers helped him relax and feel even more at home. Gradually, Kevin began to appreciate the quietness of his new home. Unlike the shelter, there were no sudden loud noises or other animals to worry about. Ron was quiet too, often playing his favorite soft classic country records. Kevin found the gentle melodies soothing and would sometimes lie in his box, listening contentedly. As Kevin grew braver, Ron moved his food and water into the dining room. This way they could eat together, helping Kevin to bond with his new human. Every day, Kevin explored a little more of his new home. He discovered a cat tower in the living room, strategically placed in front of the big picture window. At first, Kevin was wary of the tower, but curiosity eventually got the best of him. He climbed to the top and was rewarded with a panoramic view of the outside world. From his new vantage point, Kevin could see birds flying in the sky and people walking their dogs. The sight of the dogs intrigued him. They looked like really big cats, but somehow not as scary. He could watch them for hours, his amber eyes tracking their movements with fascination. There was one German Shepherd that walked by every day. Sometimes the dog would get away from his human and run away. That made Kevin wonder what it was like out there. Why did the dog run away from his human? Did he go exploring by himself? But those were thoughts for another day. Kevin didn't feel brave enough to go anywhere by himself. Yet. Ron, seeing how much Kevin enjoyed the view, made sure the window perch was always accessible. Sometimes Ron would brush Kevin's black and white coat while he sat on top of the tower. He also spent time playing with Kevin, using toys to engage him and help him feel more at home. With each passing day, Kevin became more comfortable and confident. The living room, with its bright window and cozy corners, became his favorite place to lounge. And if he couldn't be found anywhere else,
Ron often found Kevin curled up in his favorite box. The box wasn't anything special, but it was the first one, and Kevin felt comfortable and secure inside it. Whenever he felt a little anxious, he could curl up inside and know that everything was okay. The other thing about his new home that made Kevin feel okay was his new human. Kevin didn't have many memories of his first home, but he remembered that they were kind and that humans were good. Kevin's transformation was heartwarming. He went from being a scared, anxious cat to a happy, relaxed companion. The memories of his difficult past, though faded, occasionally surfaced. He remembered the terrifying days when he first got lost from his original home. The world outside had been harsh and unforgiving. Kevin had encountered wild cats who were territorial and aggressive. They hissed and swiped at him, forcing him to fight for scraps of food and safe places to sleep. There were loud noises. Those wild encounters left Kevin with his crinkled cauliflower ear, a constant reminder of the fear and loneliness he endured. The rough and tumble of those days made him wary and defensive, always on edge, expecting another attack. But all of that seemed like a distant nightmare now. Kevin found solace in his new environment, where the only sounds were the gentle hum of appliances and the soft classic country music Ron played. The twang of guitars and smooth, soothing voices of the singers created a peaceful ambiance that Kevin had never known before. With each passing day, the shadows of his past grew dimmer. Ron's quiet, gentle presence reassured Kevin that he was safe. The soft strokes of Ron's hand against his black and white fur were a stark contrast to the harsh interactions he had with those wild cats. As Kevin curled up on Ron's lap one evening, purring contentedly, he knew that he had finally found his forever home. He loved the quiet of his new abode and the undivided attention Ron gave him. Here, there were no wild cats to fear, no need to fight for survival. Kevin's days were now filled with warmth, comfort, and the tender care of a human who truly loved him. His heart swelled with gratitude every time he looked at Ron, his amber eyes reflecting the happiness he felt. This was the life he had longed for, and he relished every moment of it, basking in the love and security that his human provided. But as Kevin became more comfortable, his curiosity about his surroundings grew. There was one place he hadn't explored yet, the mysterious door in the dining room. What lay behind it? Another room? A secret passage? Kevin's whiskers twitched with anticipation. Tune in next time for another adventure with Kevin the Cat as he discovers what's behind the door in the dining room. Be sure to join us next week for another edition of Community Stories Junior.